He wants to kill Christian.
就是一个年轻人莫名其妙的就跑到一个校园里去射杀很多陌生的人，特别他是针对所谓基督徒。
We do want to keep on praying, like this morning in our prayer time, for the family and especially for this country to be able to deal with this problem.
所以，就像今天在我们的这个祷告会里面，特别为这些受难家者的家属我们祷告，也特别为这个国家祷告。
But one of the indications to me for this kind of a problem is that God's enemy, the devil, is working very hard.
对我来说，这显示就是说神的敌人撒旦，他是工作的非常非常认真的，在辛苦的在工作。
And it indicates to me that we are living in the last days before Jesus comes back.
这也告诉我，我们是在耶稣基督再来之前的所谓的末世的时代。
And we in the last day, the devil worked much harder because he knows Jesus is coming back soon.
Yeah, 因为撒旦知道耶稣基督快要来了，所以他工作的特别的努力。
And he wants to destroy the church. He wants to destroy Christian, and he wants to destroy anything.That has to do with Christian.
所以特别是要毁灭神的教会，毁灭基督徒，任何与神有关的事情，他都要毁灭。
And we find that in the Bible, in the book of Timothy, that in the last day, the Bible says that there are things that find that.The people in the world have a lot of problems in the 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5.
So, 我们特别是在提摩太后书三章一到五，我们看到在末世的时候，这个世上有许多许多的问题的。
I'm sorry, I don't have the English translation here for you. So, those of you that only understand English, that you have to turn to 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5 yourself.To find these description.
好，请你自己在你的英文圣经里面找到英文的经文，好不好？谢谢啊。
And then, we find that this generation is a generation that is more and more not paying attention to God and morally corrupt.
那我发现在这个所谓的末世的这个时代是特别对神的事情是漠不关心，特别是在道德方面的败坏。
People are paying attention to sports and to fun entertainment every day, hold on that whatever game pack, you know. And but as far as church, as far as good things in the world, nobody pay much attention.
那我们看到很多人就是对这个所谓的娱乐节目啊，这些社会新闻啊等等这些，他们都特别有兴趣，但是对有关神的方面的事情就好像漠不关心。
So therefore, Satan has a lot more power to control this world.
所以撒旦对我们这个世上是有很大的一个控制的能力。
And especially in the book of Matthew.Chapter 24, it tells us that in verse 12, especially if you have your Bible, Matthew 24:12, it tells us that because of the increase of wickedness, look at it, the love of most will grow cold.
So, 我们看一下在马太福音24:12，他说。只因不法的事增多，许多的人爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
Before we care for each other, we love each other, but now, we've seen this thing happen too much. You know, it's going to routine. That's what it's going to go of the world. You know, we don't care as much as before.
Yeah, 因为这种事情发生的越来越多，所以我们好像就见怪不怪了，看惯了，见怪不怪了，好像。哎，反正这个人，这个世间就是这个样子了。反正就是这样子，没什么震惊的。
And then we look at the world, we see lots of terrorists, lots of fighting in other countries or Middle East.
那我们看到世界其他的 地方，有中东的地方，有很多所谓的恐怖分子啊，这个在那边发生战争等等。
And people doesn't even care too much either.
Yeah, 我们好像对这些事情也都麻木了，也就没什么。
It's not in our country. It's over there. You know, who care? You know, they kill each other. I don't care much.
反正不是我们这里自己这边发生的事情，在那么遥远的国度，反正他们是自相残杀吧，所以我也没什么太注意。
Who would care? Russian is going to send their airplane attack in Syria and putting his troops in Syria. That's their problem. We don't care.
Yeah, 俄国派飞机去轰炸叙利亚，或者派他们去到叙利亚，与我何干呢？没什么大不了的，跟我没什么关系。
Let the Russian destroy the ISIL. You know, America, stay away.
Yeah, 让俄国的飞机去炸这个 IS 这个恐怖分子的组织。然后我们美国人就不要去干涉。
We just take care of our economy, you know, take care of our people, get more jobs, and that's it. That's their problem.
Yeah, 我们现今最重要就是搞好我们的经济啊，大家有工作做啊，大家都有饭吃啊，这是最重要的。
But did you know that what happened in Syria and the Russian involved, to me, is an indication of the last days of the world.
对我来说，苏俄的介入就是一个末世的一个象征。
Because the Bible clearly tells us, before the world ends, there will be big wars.
因为圣经告诉我们，在末世的时代会有一个很大的战争。
And then there will be wars, especially attack Israel, the place where the Jews live.
特别是会有一些攻击以色列犹太人住的地方的这样的一个战争。
It's very interesting in Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 5 specifically tells us who are the countries is going to attack Israel.
所以在以西结书里面，他特别告诉我们说，是哪些国家会去攻击以色列呢
？Of course, the Russians.
当然，第一个是俄国，苏俄。
Verse 1 and 2 tells us already. And then tells us Persia, Cush, and Put will be with the Russians.
因为他还提到苏俄、古什等等会跟苏俄、
Persian,
波斯、古什等等会跟苏俄一起去攻击。
Isn't it interesting? The Iranian now is openly saying the religious leader, they are going to kill the Jews.You know, they're going to wipe out the Jews. That's what they say.
难道现在伊朗的这些所谓的宗教领袖公开的宣称说他们要把以色列人要把犹太人给消灭掉，这是一个偶然的吗？
And then another country, Kush actually is Ethiopian. The Ethiopia, well, right now we don't see much yet, but the Bible said they're going to attack the Israelite people too.
另外一个古时就是所谓的以索比亚，我们现在也许还不是很明显，但他们也要一起去攻击以色列。
But the country Put is meaning Libya.
这个 Put 这个是表示利比亚。
That's exactly Libya country now. It's going to be controlled by the terrorists, and they will one day attack Israel.
所以利比亚现在已经被恐怖分子所控制了，所以他们将来也是要攻击这个以色列人。
So we know that is the fulfillment of the prophecies that coming because the world is going to end soon.
所以我们看到，因为这个末世已经快要来到了，所以这个预言也逐渐的要实现了。
But the problem is, most of us say, "Oh, who cares?" Bible prophecies, you know, people killing is, well, as long as I got my job, I take care of my family, that's good enough.
但是大部分人对这个话题并不是非常的重视或者关心，因为他认为我只要把自己工作做好，照顾好自己家庭就好了。
Oh, this is the problem of American culture today.
这就是今天美国的文化的一个问题。
It is not my assessment. This is assessment by many Christian scholars.
这不是只是我这样如此说，是许多基督教的这个学者所共同认识的。
One of the scholar is the former education director under Ronald Reagan. His name is William Bennett. He wrote a book calling for looking at the corruption, moral corruption in America.
其中有一个学者就是在雷根时代的所谓的教育部长，叫做威廉 Bennett.
Why is moral being corrupt?
他说我们最近最大的问题就是一个道德的腐化。为什么？
Because people don't care.
因为我们都不关心。
As long as I live okay, who cares?
只要我日子还过得下去，对我来说没什么关系。
So he said, America is a culture of acedia. That means morally indifference.
他说美国文化现在是一个对道德文化的是漠不关心的一个文化。
Meaning spiritually cold.
也就是说属灵上面是一个非常冷淡的。
Therefore, everything is boring to us except entertainment.
所以很多事情对我们来说就是好像没有什么兴趣，除了对这个娱乐方面的。
We would get excited of things that make me exciting, a football game or some tennis or whatever. Wow, we're excited about it, but the moral.In the world, the crimes, the corruption. Okay, I can't do a thing about. I can't do nothing.
So, 我们往往对于什么体育的新闻啦、啊，对于这个什么什么什么这些方面的东西，我们会哦，好兴奋哦，大家谈个不休。然后对于这些所谓道德的败坏，没什么。
For example, in Revelation chapter 3, actually already tells us that the.The church of Laodicea, it is half-hearted, you know, lukewarm church.
So, 启示录里面讲到所谓的老底家的教会，它是一个不冷不热的一个教会。
That just shows us again. That is the last church in Revelation. It shows us Laodicea means democratic too, democracy. That we are in the democracy. Our church is in the democracy. Okay, but.Lukewarm, we don't care.
所以所谓这个老底家教会，其实呢，它的意思就是一个民主政治的一个国家。所以我们现在就是一个民主政治国家。你看，我们就是不冷不热啊。
And then that's why we need to deal with this problem.
所以我们必须要面对这个问题。
How?
如何呢
？The best and the only thing is for God's people to be on fire to serve God.
所以重要就是我们所谓的神的子民们要对神的施工上要火热。
Because when you're on fire to serve God, more people will become Christians, right?
因为当你侍奉主火热的时候，就会更多人成为基督徒。
Other people see our love to God and each other, they'll be attracted to the church.
当我们别人看到我们对主跟彼此的这个爱心的话，别人就会觉得很有吸引力。
And when more people evangelize, then the whole country will change. Our family will change. Our problem people will be converted.
所以当有更多人去传主的道的时候，我们的家会改变，我们身边的人会改变，这个国家更多人会改变。
That's why we need to serve God with fire.With burning heart.
这就是为什么必须要火热来侍奉主。
Would you turn to Romans chapter 12, and see God's words instructs us?
我们去翻到罗马书第十二章，看神是怎么跟我们讲的。
There's Bible under your seat, so turn to that, please. And Romans chapter 12, it will tells us what God's word require us to do.
所以罗马书第十二章告诉我们这些所谓的基督徒应该做些什么事。
Now, of course, in verse 9 and 10 tell us to be close to each other and be humble toward each other.
所以酒告诉我们就是爱人不可虚假等等等等，必须要亲近等等。
And we need to love each other.
我们要彼此相爱，彼此亲
热。Now then, look at verse 12.
我们来看一下第十二节。
This is the theme that we want to study this morning.
这是我们今天的主要那个信息。
Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, and is in verse 13, but in verse 11, never be lacking in zeal, but keeping your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
好，第十一节开始说，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
I like the English translation. Never be lacking in zeal.
英文的我比较喜欢，因为他说永远不可以就是懒惰，服侍的时候要有很热心。
Never,
never.
You
永远不要。
You serve God. He says with spiritual fervor.
要在这个常常要有这个属灵的这种火热的心来侍奉主。
Now, the word spiritual fervor in the original Greek is burning, burning hot, hot fire burning. That's what it means.
中文其实 I think it's very good. 就是要心里要火，就是你心里把火在那边烧得很厉害。
In other words, God's word is telling us to deal with our culture and our church situation today.Instead of, oh, I can do much, who cares, I can do anything. Instead of that, you serve God with burning fire.
所以这个圣经告诉我们，不要说就是好像冷淡，好像无所谓。我们要怎么样？而且是要相反的是要心里火热来侍奉主。
And this is the way to solve the problem in the church and deal with all these difficulties in the society today.
这个就是我们能够解决这个解决之道，就教会的问题也好，社会的问题也好，这是我们的解决之道。
We cannot continue to be a passive person. In other words,
我们不能就是继续的做一个很被动的人。
Okay, I do come and serve the Lord once a while, you know, especially Sunday.
就偶尔来侍奉一下主啊，尤其是礼拜天的话，来侍奉一下也蛮好的。
I do my share.
我也做我的了。
I do this, I do that, I take care of the kids, and I give some opinions.
然后我做这个做这个，然后有时候偶尔也给一些意见啊等等的。
But when you ask me to spend so much time every week to come to church to pray and to practice singing and to do this and do that and come to even seminar teaching me how to love my wife and I don't need that. I'm good enough.
Yeah, 但是你如果要求我每个礼拜花那么多时间在教会里面侍奉，甚至还有什么讲习会之类的，哎呀，我没时间了。
I've done my share.
我做的已经够了。
Now that in the Bible is called lukewarmness.
对不起，在圣经里这个就是所谓的不冷不热。
And the Bible teaches don't be like that.
圣经告诉我们千万不要不冷不热。
Especially the leaders in the church should not.
特别是教会的领导们。
If you read Romans chapter 12, verse 8, the Bible clearly tell us that we will do our best in all that we do.
所以特别是罗马书十二章第八节告诉我们，在任何事情都要做到我们最好的。
That means we will be diligently serve God.
就是服侍主要非常的殷勤。
When the leaders of the church serve God diligently, the rest will follow.
当这些教会的这些同工们能够很殷勤的侍奉主，别的人看到也会有样学样哦，也会来哦。
I personally are very thankful to God that how our church officers and council has been serving the Lord very diligently and very active. I'm very grateful to that.
我自己本人对我们教会这些所谓弟兄姐妹的这些事工同工们，他们这么殷勤的侍奉主，我是非常的高兴。
Just this last week, a lady called me from her home before she was crying to ask for help. OK. okay? But this time she called me and said, thank you for your church helping me. Thank you for your people. Come in my greatest need, my dire need, and you come to help me. I'm so grateful and thankful for you, your church.
最近就是有位太太打电话给我们教会，第一次打电话她是哭着的，第二次打电话她是告诉我们教会说，非常感谢我们教会对她的照顾，我们教会的爱心。
Praise the Lord. But now, how about you? Are you following them to serve God?
你是也是这样子跟随着去服侍主吗？
Are you putting God first in your life?
你把神和他的事情摆在第一位吗？
You said you love God, but then in actuality, the 6 weeks of the day, or 6.5 weeks of the day, you're carrying up all your home and all the things, your work, but you hardly spend much time for God to serve Him.
我们平常大概有6天半的时间都是在关心、关注于我们家里的事啊，或者周围的事情。
But look at God's word in Matthew 22 tells you.
好，我们看一下马太福音第22章告诉我们怎么说呢？
Clearly, the Bible teaches you that Jesus sets him himself. It's a commandment now. It's not something that okay, a suggestion. It's something that Jesus commands. You have to love God with all your heart, your will, your mind, and your soul. Everything. This is the greatest commandment.
事实上，这是一个第一的诫命，是神的一个命令。他是说，你们要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你们的神，这是诫命中的第一，而且是最大的。What
does it mean to with all your heart and your soul, your will?
什么叫做尽心、尽性、尽意呢？
In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, give us some idea.
好，我们看到耶利米书第29章第13节，给我们一个样子，一个例子。
The Bible is telling us that when you seek God, you will pay most attention, concentrate to seek Him.
当你服侍主的话，你会对神的一切都会非常的专注，非常有注意。
And then all your heart to seek Him so you can serve Him.
然后你的诚心全心全意要侍奉他，所以你就这样，你才能侍奉他。
If you say, your life is so much job. You have to take care of people, this and that, and this and that. Great, you are working hard, wonderful. But are you also serving God with your soul and your heart?
当然我们要照顾我们身边的人，我们家人是非常好的一件事情，但同样的，你有没有说想到要尽心尽力来侍奉神呢？
Brothers and sisters, all your heart.
你的全心，你的全意。
And then we don't do that. Revelation 3, 15 and 16 tells us, then God will spill you out.
所以我们看到启示录，当我们不冷不热的时候，神就会把你从口里吐出来。
Now don't come and think that, oh, pastor, you're so tough to us. You're telling us this and that. And you don't serve God enough. God said so. If you don't do that, God said, you're out. That's what God said.
所以这不是我做牧师讲的，这是神他自己说的。说当我们不冷不热的时候，神就没有什么选择，只好把你吐出去。
This is God's word. I cannot water it down and try to be nice to you. Say, oh, you're doing okay. No, one day God is going to judge me for I'm not, because I don't tell it like it is.
所以因为这是圣灵教训，我必须实话实说，也不能把它变得比较容易一点。我就因为这是神说的。
Because in Jesus' mind, lukewarmness is unacceptable.
因为在耶稣基督的心目中，不冷不热是不被接受的。
Why serve God a little bit just like everybody else?
就像很多人一样，我就是服侍一点吧。
But I'm not putting my heart and soul in serving Him.
但是我没有把我的全心全意摆进去。
Oh, but you say, wow, I have to live too. I have to have work. I mean, I have so much responsibility in my life.
是不错，我们必须要工作，必须要对很多人要负责的。
But did you know that all your strength, your mind, your wisdom, everything is given by God to you.
但我们想到我们所有的一切，包括我们的心智、我们的能力，都是神给的吗？
When you keep a balance and knowing that you need to spend time to really boilingly with your soul, your heart to serve God, God will bless you more.
Yeah, 当你能够心里火热的，像水烧腾的水一样的来侍奉主的时候，神会特别的祝福你。
Then you will avoid God, Jesus' judgment.
然后成就你就不会受到神的处罚了。
And when you do serve God, the Bible says your life will be successful before Him.
然后自己讲说，让你火热侍奉主的时候，你必得赏赐，你会成功的。
Well, how do we become successful in God's eyes?
我们如何那个在神的眼里是一个成功的人呢？
Well, you have to follow His word, right?
你就必须要跟随他的话语啊。
Look at chapter 10 of Mark, then you will see what God says in Mark chapter 10, 28-30. Mark chapter 10, 28-30 says that if you follow Him, lay down all other things,God says, in this world, you will get 100%.
所以神说，你如果肯放下一切来跟从我的话，在今世你就能够得到百倍的赏赐。
This is a very amazing word.
这个是非常一个让我们惊讶的。
In other words, when you do follow God and put Him first, even above everything else in your family, God says you will gain 100-fold in this world.
所以神说，当你专心侍奉我的时候，即使在你这属世的一切事情上，我都会给你百倍的赏赐。
In all that you possess, God will take it as an offering to Him.
所以把你所有的奉献给他的时候
，And God will bless it.
神会祝福。
God will bless you in this life.
神会在今世就祝福你。
But you say, well, there's some people who are martyr.Some people being killed for being Christian. How do you explain that?
Yeah, 但是我们看到最近消息，就是有的人就是因为身为基督徒而受难了。那你怎么解释这件事情呢？
Well, God has His wonderful will. We don't all understand.
神有他的美妙的旨意，不是我们都能够渗透的。
But one thing I do know.
但有一件事情我是确定的。
God.Will use their lives to glorify Him.
神会用他们的生命来荣耀他。
And through their martyrdom, many people become Christians.
因为他们的受难，有许多人会变成为基督徒。
And that if you are not worthy for that, God will not put that into you. You will not suffer that because God knows your capacity.
神也知道我们的能够担当多少，所以他也不会把我们摆在一个受难者的一个地位。
But God will bless your families.
但是神会，他会祝福你的家。
God will bless your children.
你的儿女。
God even will bless your name in the future.
甚至连你的名字都会祝福。
And most of all, God will bless you in heaven.
更重要是在神在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because In the heaven, God has prepared some inheritance for you who serve Him.
因为对服侍主的人，神已经在天上有些产业给你预备好了。
And I believe that there will be level of award in heavens.
我相信这个赏赐的大小程度是有分别的。
And that doesn't mean that the highest level of the pastor, oh cool, they got the best reward. No.
这并不表示当牧师就得到一个 最大的奖赏哈。
The best reward are those who faithfully serve Him.
最大的赏赐是留给那个诚心诚意、尽心尽力侍奉他的人。
Because God is not looking for success, God is looking for faithfulness.
就神所要专注的不是成功与否，而是看你是不是实心、实力。
Just like Dr. Billy Graham often says that in heaven.Probably I wouldn't have as much reward as some brothers and sisters in their life who faithfully given their all to serve God.
So, 葛培里牧师曾经说过，在天堂里，也许我的位置不是最大的哦，很可能是那些默默无闻的弟兄姐妹，他们一生都是在尽心尽力侍奉主。
By the way, whatever you give to God, God will record it for sure.
还有你给神什么，神都会把它记录下来。
Even your money, by the way.
包括你的钱财上面的奉献。
I don't know if I have told you the story about my wife and me giving to the seminary in Talbot Seminary.
我不晓得有没有跟你提过，我跟我太太这个把这个钱奉献给这个。
In those many years ago now,
很久以前的事了。
Probably six, 7 years ago.
有七年以前。
We didn't have much money, but the seminary is asking us to give above what we give to the church.
所以那个时候我们也不是经济，也不是非常富有，但是这个神学院有这个需要，所以我们就想要去奉献。
They pray and fast for 40 days and 40 nights, asking God to give them.A better facility to have more students.
So they prayed for 40 days of prayer, 禁食祷告，希望神给他们一个更好的校址、更好的设备，还有好的学生。
I tell the truth, I didn't fast for them.
导师叫我并没有禁食。
I fasted for the church, but I didn't fast for them.
我有为教会禁食，但是我没有为他们那个神学院的学生禁食。
And then come to the end of the year, we say, "Well, we haven't given anything."
So, 到了年底，我们就想，哎呀，我们什么也没给耶。
That's not right. That's my seminary.
Yeah, 我就从那学校毕业了，我好像有点不对吧。
So my wife said, "Okay, we'll give $200, all right."
所以我太太说，那我们就写个$200的支票吧。
And so, when the day God answered their prayer, they built a seminary. They indeed very beautiful. You can see in the campus. And then they say, "Whoever give to the seminary, your name is on a big wall."
Tall wall, and your name listed there. So, they finally
achieved
their goal.
And so, I went to the dedication, then I go see it too, you know. Is my name there?
So, when this donation, this seminary, seminary school, this.这典礼的时候我就去看了，哎，名字有没有啊
？I thought the seminary probably put my name just like this, you know, very little bit somewhere. Can't find it, you know.
我没有期望太多，我想就是那么小小的一个名字，大概看都看不到，像米粒大的。
But when I go to the second floor, everybody walk through that. Look at the wall. My name is right in front of me. That big.
Wow. Okay, 200.
My wife too. Both.Wilfred Sharon Chum.
Okay, 但是我一走进踏入那个第二楼的时候，我的名字就是迎面而来，就是看得非常清楚，包括我太太的名字。
I'm so glad they don't put down how much I gave. Okay.
我非常感谢他们没有写说给了多少钱。Okay.
So the first thing came into mind, they made a mistake.
然后我第一个念说，哎，他们有没有搞错啊？怎么那么大的字啊
？$200. I mean, they probably thought that I gave $2 million or $200,000.Why my name is there and my wife?
Yeah, 我说$200嘛，我又不是给了又不是给了$200,000，怎么那么大的名字呢
？Later on, I find out they say this. They say, no matter how much you give, we will record your name.
Yeah, 他们这个解释是不管你给多少，我们都要记录在这个墙上。
It probably just happened that my name is C, so it's right in front. According to that, those very rich men, I know them. I thought, oh, their name is way up there.
Yeah.
Nobody can see.
Yeah, 也许是因为我名字的 last name 是 C, 所以刚好就在正中间。所以那些比我知道，那些比我有钱，捐了更多的人在上面，人家根本都不注意到。
Now, what does that teach me?
所以这个是什么功课嘞？
Does it mean that my name has to be up for everybody?
难道就认为我就认为说我的名字必须在众人之前吗
？But this is what the seminary is trying to teach all of us.
但是这就是这个神学院要教我们的一个功课。
No matter how much you give to God, you'll always remember in heaven.
所以不管我们给神多少，神在天上都会纪念。
Brothers and sisters, whatever you do for the Lord, God will always remember.
弟兄姐妹，不管你做了什么，神都会纪念的。
By the way, God will look at your life, how much you can afford to, certainly.
所以神也会看看你的生命中你可以给多少，适量的。
And God will remember the percentage and the heart that you have given to Him also.
所以神也会看到，他会看说你到底， 给了多少，然后他会看你的，主要是看你的心。
That's just money.
哦，这只是讲的财政方面的，钱方面的。
But what other things that you serve God, God will certainly remember. Even a cup of water, the Bible said. Even a cup of water, you help someone who is in need, God will remember.
所以当然这是 不只是金钱方面的，不管在任何事情上，即使一杯白开水，圣经也说你给人一个白开水，圣经神也会纪念。
Now then you says okay, you want me to serve God, the Bible want me to serve, in which area should I serve God?
好，现在我们就说，那我愿意侍奉了，我也很火热了，那我应该在什么位置上？
Should I be ushers?
我应该是做招待吗？
Your church has many ushers already.
我们的招待已经不少了，
They are well trained.
都训练得非常有素。
No, there are many things you can serve God.
Yeah, 但是教会有很多的事情都可以侍奉的。
Look at Romans chapter 12, 6 to 8, please. You open your English Bible.
罗马书十二六到八。
Yeah, and then here is just one part.We don't have time to deal with everything, but at least one part to tell you in what area you can serve God.
好，这里也不是全部的，但是我们可以从这里可以得知我们在什么地方可以侍奉神。
God gives to every Christian spiritual gift.
神给每个基督徒有所谓的属灵的恩赐。
Now, verse 6 says some are actually preaching. Here, you saw 预言 actually, it means who can preach.
好，这里说预言其实 讲的就是教导的意思。
Yeah, prophecy actually here can be translated as preaching, and then those that can like a deacon actually it is to help. You can help people, then you should spend your time helping a lot of people in the church.
所以执事其实就是帮助人的人，所以说你如果能够帮助人，你就可以做
哦。So you can help teaching.
也可以帮忙去做教导的。
You can help counseling.
可以做辅导啊！
啊，劝化就是
劝化
counsel people who has need. That means help them to change their life. You discover this brothers and sister have a little bit problem dealing with his life. Spend some time counsel him, be with her and help her.
所以，当你发现每一个哪一个弟兄姐妹在生活中稍微说有些问题，或者什么事情的话，你就可以花点时间来跟他稍微。讲讲啊，
But can everybody be a counselor? No.
那不是每个人都可以当这个教化师的。
You do find out that some people counsel you, the more counsel you, more confused.
有的人就越辅导你，就越
You wish them shut up, you know? Don't talk no more.
有时候你甚至希望他们说闭嘴吧，不要再讲了吧。
They don't even know what they're talking about.
因为他们自己讲的，他们自己都不知道。
They just express themselves.
Yeah, 他们只是想要自我表达而已。
Helping others.
Yeah, 并没有在真的想帮助对方。
You have the gifts that God given you, so when people are listen to, oh, they help, their life change, they have peace and joy. That's real counseling.
Yeah, 所以真的有这个主教化的这个恩赐人，就是当人家听了他的话以后，觉得心里会有平安，会觉得哦受益。
And then some are ruling. That means they are leaders. You have to be diligent.
所以当这个领导的人必须要殷勤的治理的。
And some have mercy, meaning those people would be able to help others, people that are in deep problem and they have a great difficulty maybe in a convalescent home. You go to help them and minister to them.
所以怜悯人的就是有些 很愿意去帮助别人的，有人在疗养院或者什么地方的话，你愿意去探访一下啊，帮助一下啊。
But you say, well, I don't have all these skills.
那你说哦，这个我没有这个全部的这个恩赐哦。
There's one thing you can do still.
但是还有一件事你可以做的。
That is to do evangelism, lead other people to know Jesus.
但是有一件事你绝对是可以做的，就是领人归主哦。
Because that you don't need spiritual gift. Everybody should do it, the Bible says.
Yeah, 因为这个不是领人归主，不是所谓的恩赐之事，而且是我们应该做的。
Even a little child can lead people to the Lord.
连小孩子都可以领人归主哦。
Then today, may I ask all of you here to examine yourself.
所以我请各位今天当下我们必须反省一下，好不好
？Have you ever led one person to Jesus in your lifetime？
在你的人生中，有没有带领过一个人信主呢？到耶稣基督那里呢
？Or last 10 years？
过去的十年
or last year
去年
or this year
今年
we need to ask God to help us to do that
啊，求神帮助我们
then look at the Bible clearly tells us that some are speaking gifts some are serving gifts you all need to use that for God
所以有的人是在劝导的有人是在服侍的我们都彼此要互相搭配一起去服侍神
you say how do I distinguish between a talent and a gift from God from Holy Spirit how do I make difference
所以什么是能力什么是恩赐呢
very simple
很简单
after you use that talent or gift you help others others are blessed feel good so are you yourself too
当你很简单当你做了以后你帮助了别人，也帮助了自己，你自己会觉得很好，
you,
这就是了。
If you want to serve the Lord, great, good.
如果你要服侍神，很好。
But sometime when you do after doing that thing, you feel so tired, you feel so upset, you feel so frustrated. Please don't do that anymore. Please.
但是有的时候，当你做了以后，你觉得。哎，好沮丧啊，好累哦，然后甚至又要发脾气的时候，拜托哈，
no, say,
别再做了啊。
I'm bored, you know. I don't want to serve no more. Yes, don't serve no more.
所以当你这累到一个程度，到觉得你很没有办法再忍耐的时候，
Because you're not serving God,
你就停止吧，因为你并没有在侍奉神中没有喜乐了。
Find out your gift. You really serve the Lord beautifully. I know you will feel so happy.You want to do more. That's why I found our church council. They work so hard. I know, because they enjoy it. Because that's how they can serve God. They know the Lord is using them, you see?
所以我们应该是越侍奉越有得力哈，越有精力的。如果是当我们越侍奉越觉得越想侍奉的时候就对了。
But some of you say, I just don't know any gift. I can't do anything. I can't lead people to Jesus all my life. I can't do much.
那也许有人就会说啊，我实在是什么都没有，一点才干，一点恩赐都没有，什么都不会做，那怎么办呢？
Very simple. Romans chapter 12:17 tells you this.
很简单，罗马书十二章十七节。
It says, "Do not repay any evil for evil, but careful to do." What is right in the eyes of everybody?
很简单哈，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。
Whatever you say the church feel that is so good, then you can do it. Go ahead, do it.
如果你觉得什么是美善的事情，就去做呀。
You know that something would help the church. Go do it.
如果你觉得你之前做的有对教会有帮助，你就去做呀。
And God will bless you.
神就会祝福你。
And you'll be happy about it.
你会事后会非常的开心。
And you'll find that serving God is so wonderful.
你会发现侍奉神原来是这么美妙的一件事情。
And you want to serve God more and more.
然后你就越想去侍奉神。
Because I believe God will bless you for that.
因为我相信神会因为这件事情来祝福你。
I don't believe that you keep serving God and doing God's thing, you'll be more frustrated and you want to leave the church, you want to do something else. Boy, you're doing something wrong.You're not really serving God with the right attitudes.
Yeah, 我深信，如果是你是有真的是侍奉神的话，你会越做越高兴，越做又有力。如果你做了以后觉得很不开心或者很累的话，我相信你在侍奉的态度上也许是有些偏失。
Maybe you're serving God half-heartedly. Maybe that's the problem.
也许你侍奉神是不是全心全意的？也许
But remember God's word says.
请记住神的话。
Serve him with the boiling heart, boiling spirit.
神说要以火热的心来侍奉。
And you'll be happy.
你就会很高兴。
God will reward you.
神会赏赐。
Whole church will be happy.
整个教会就会很高兴。
People are being helped.
因为大家都得了帮助了。
Because of you.
因为你。
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your blessings in our lives.
神，我们感谢你在我们生命中的一切的祝福。
We thank you for giving us opportunity to serve you.